Greetings, greetings, greetings on this majestic Monday, March 13th, 2023. I'm not personally one for news. Well, I would say mainstream media news. Mainstream in America means European-centered, Eurocentric, white people-centered, and what they deem worthy of attention. And so we're still in the time period where the owners of most media outlets center themselves. That being said, I don't watch a lot of it. I choose what I watch. I watch things and I'm aware of news, but I choose it, especially in this day and age when you can stream whatever you want, or you can choose a website and, you know, go to what you're interested in or what's important to you. So I knew of the Oscars coming up, but I didn't care. I don't care. And not because Oscars so white or any kind of protest. I don't care. I don't care about a lot of things that America wants me to focus on because it benefits them. That being said, I am aware that there are a lot of Black actors and actresses, men and women who dedicate their lives to bring our stories to the screen, to bring representation that looks like me to the screen, that looks like my family and friends to the screen. And one such actress is the beautifully majestic Angela Bassett. For anyone who has seen Wakanda Forever or the original Black Panther or so many movies that she's been in, you know that woman deserves all kinds of awards, and she's gotten plenty of awards. But there's something about being in that industry, in the entertainment industry for actors, that's important to them. So I'm not going to project what I believe in or don't believe in onto her, because she believes in the art, she believes in the craft, she believes in the work, and she goes in. Wakanda, oh gosh, as the queen, I'll share a personal story about Miss Angela Bassett. My grandchildren and I attended a private screening of Wakanda Forever. The group of us, the group that we joined in with, my family of friends, we all dressed in white. We got popcorn together, you know, we just celebrated the fact that we were there together to celebrate the Black Panther series continuing. So afterwards, my grandsons and I went out to eat, and I didn't bring up Angela Bassett. I let them flow with their own thoughts about, you know, things that go on. And then we discussed it, grandmother to grandsons. So the oldest grandson brought up Angela Bassett, and he said, "Is it Angela Bassett or Angela Bassett?" He didn't ask the question to anyone in particular. He was thinking out loud. So his brother says, "I think it's Angela Bassett." And they both thought for a while. I didn't interject. Then the oldest one said, "It's Angela Bassett. Yeah, that's how she would say her name." And I just had to laugh because he chose the way to say her name that was the most powerful. And this is right after seeing her on the screen. That's the impact her acting had on young children watching her on screen. And that's an Oscar to me. And not an Oscar, because the Oscar ain't an end-all be-all, not to me. But to her it is. And today's read will be about the reactions that some people had to her not winning the Oscar. She was the first Marvel nominee, not the first Black, but Marvel as the Enterprise has never even gotten a nomination before. So she made history, as she tends to do. but she didn't win the Oscar. But Angela Bassett is always a winner to me and to a lot of us. Word. The news about Angela Bassett's nomination for Black Panther was big. In an article written by Lisa Respers France for CNN Entertainment, published on Tuesday, January 24th, 2023, the journalist spoke about Angela Bassett being the first acting Oscar nomination for the Marvel Enterprise. All hail the Queen. Angela Bassett's powerful performance as Queen Ramonda in the Black Panther sequel, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, earned her a Best Supporting Actress nomination Tuesday for the 95th Academy Awards. While it was not her first nomination, Bassett has received a Best Actress nomination for her portrayal of Tina Turner in 1993's Tina Turner biopic, What's Love Got to Do with It. Tuesday's news did mark a few firsts. The nod made her the first person of color, the first woman, and the first Marvel Studios actor to be nominated for a performance in a comic book adaptation. This morning is a little extra special in the Bassett fans' household with news of my Oscar nomination, Bassett said in a statement for CNN, to CNN. What has drawn me to each of the women I've portrayed throughout my career is their strength, compassion, resilience, and power. Wakanda Forever's Queen Ramonda is a character that touched my spirit because she is a mother and a leader who must care for her grieving nation as much as she cares for her family in mourning. Ramonda is a love letter that reflects and acknowledges what we women do every day. In talking to The Hollywood Reporter in an interview published in December 2022, Bassett discussed both the grieving of the loss of co-star Chadwick Boseman, who played her son, T'Challa, Black Panther, and working with director Ryan Coogler, the cast and crew. Mountains are moved. That's all we wanted to do, to move mountains and move hearts, she said. I think we accomplished that. There was so much to unpack as an actress because it's brilliant storytelling alongside a wealth of talent in front of and behind the camera, Bassett said in her statement Tuesday, along with congratulating other nominees among the Wakanda Forever team and in the supporting actress category. I'm thankful to the Academy for including me amongst a wonderful group of actresses. Earlier this month, Bassett took home a Golden Globe Award for the role.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The build-up to the Oscars for Angela Bassett's anticipated win was huge in some communities, in some people's minds. I wasn't one of those people who was concerned about it. I saw what she did on the screen. That is such a win for us all the time. But again, it's not about me or you, it's about her and the industry that she works in. A lot of times, so much of our lives as Black Americans is steeped in acceptance from white-centered corporations, because that's what it is, just a corporation, and white-centered validation. And again, that's not a dig at her, but we're not always recognized as actually putting in the work and the art. Some people think it's just natural that we do it. And because when a white person does it, it's like real work or something. And, you know, if we could all do it, we would all be doing it. For example, this article I'm about to read from ABC News, the title is Angela Bassett, Oscar nominee, is just doing her thing. You see the simplicity as if just doing her thing. But the article does give her kudos. It was written by Leslie Ambrose and published on March 7th of this year, 2023. Los Angeles. Angela Bassett has a presence that feels warm and inviting, but also demands your respect. The actor moves like true Hollywood royalty, knowing her worth, dedicated to her craft, and remaining confident yet humble throughout a decades-spanning, award-winning career. On a Tuesday in January, Bassett would wake up just before 3:45 a.m., unable to fall back asleep. In just 2 hours, she would hear Riz Ahmed announce her name as a Best Supporting Actress Oscar nominee for her performance as Queen Ramonda in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Bassett remembers turning to wake up her husband, actor Courtney B. Vance. I couldn't experience that alone and then tell him about it later, she said. Reader's note, I love their love, especially in a Hollywood setting, you know? Continuing, and immediately receiving a text from fellow Oscar nominee and award-winning costume designer Ruth E. Carter. And another reader's note, I believe Ruth did win in her category. It was the first nomination and the first name, she recalled. I gasped. I didn't know that she was the first nomination and the first name that was read. Wow. I gasped, and that was a shock, that sort of, whoa, already? You know, give a girl a minute. Carter and Bassett have worked together at least 5 times on various projects and are longtime friends. I was glad to be there for her, Bassett said of the brilliant and undeniable Carter, who won an Oscar in 2019 for the first Black Panther movie. Carter shared the same sentiment about Bassett, saying she's beyond happy to see her friend celebrated on such a large scale. And that's the part that gets to not just validation. Let me not use my language to put it like that. It's also a celebration of her work, worldwide celebration of her work. And who doesn't want that, truthfully? Well, I am beyond happy for her. I remember when I received the Oscar, she came right up and she was so full of joy and happiness for me, said Carter at the African American Film Critics Association Awards on March 1st. And I feel the same way for her, Carter continued, having seen her journey for over 25 years and having had started with her on What's Love Got to Do with It and how committed she is to her craft. I think that she is due for her flowers, and I'm so excited to be here with her to witness and share in the love. As Queen Ramonda, Bassett played the mother of Chadwick Boseman's T'Challa. She called working with him the highlight of her career. She also made history as her Oscar nomination is Marvel's first in an acting category. I'm absolutely thrilled about it. I didn't know that. That was something that I learned just a couple of weeks ago, Bassett said, at February's Oscar nominees luncheon. So, you know, firsts are always nice, and hopefully it's the first of many more. Bassett has appeared in cult classic and tentpole films alike, including the late John Singleton's Boys in the Hood and Forest Whitaker's Waiting to Exhale. While attending the Santa Barbara Film Festival earlier this year, Bassett said that her time as Katherine Jackson in the 1992 series The Jacksons, An American Dream, prepared her to portray Tina Turner. Her turn as the singer in What's Love Got to Do with It netted the actor her first Oscar nomination for Best Actress nearly 30 years later. So they didn't write about her in the Malcolm X film. But anywho, she had a lot of films. Nearly 30 years later, Bassett has been engulfed in a whirlwind of award shows and press junkets in preparation for the Oscars. So the buildup was a lot too. Bassett says she's holding on amid the quick pace of award season and has a sound machine that lulls her off to peaceful dreams as she crosses the town from one red carpet to the next. Earlier this year, she won the Golden Globe for the Best Supporting Actress. She's also become a viral meme thanks to Ariana DeBose proclaiming that Angela Bassett did the thing in a BAFTA performance. Bassett also recently took home the NAACP Image Award for Entertainer of the Year. While Bassett is excited about her Oscar nomination, she acknowledges the Academy's failure to include more artists of color. I'll inject black women and men and other women in their list of nominees. Readers note, I have no idea who got nominated or didn't, or how many other black people did or didn't. It's not my thing. But again, it's her thing, and I'm so thankful that she's out there doing it. She advises that Academy members should expand their frame of reference when considering films and performances. We could say that all day. How long has this country been in existence? America? A couple hundred years? 400 years? 500 years? I don't know. They are who they are. But actresses and actors and writers and creatives are hopeful dreamers. And they do break down barriers and get included sometimes. Continue. But I would say, first and foremost, see an array of movies, whether you think you can relate to it or not, or it looks like you are not, or the stories seem intriguing or not. Give all a chance because, well, it's easy and it's possible to miss very, very fine performances, Bassett told the AP. But frame of reference is everything, so have a wide and open frame of reference. Maybe that's why they didn't give her the award. It's not. Oh, boy. People don't like being told what to do with their stuff. It's their stuff. Anywho, as March 12th approaches, Bassett supporters wait to see if this is the year that she becomes forever known as Academy Award-winning actor Angela Bassett. But where would she display her Oscar if that moment does arrive? You know, something like that looks good anywhere, Bassett said. Maybe it'll have to take a little tour, see where it wants to land, right in my hand, near my heart. So yeah, that was again from ABC News. And again, the title was Angela Bassett, Oscar nominee, is just doing her thing. Don't discount her work. That woman is an artist. That woman is skilled, talented, brilliant, and whether or not they can see her, there's plenty of people that do. As a matter of fact, on that very same night, last night, March 12th, there were two gentlemen who made sure they let their auntie know that they saw her. A word.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, that was Mr. Michael B. Jordan and Mr. Jonathan Majors. And this is coming from the BlackAmericaWeb.com website, written by Sade Gilliam. Title of the article is Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors Give Angela Bassett a Shout Out at the Oscars. Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors give Angela Bassett a sweet shout out at the Oscars. Many fans were rooting for Angela Bassett to take home the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for her incredible role in the film Black Panther Wakanda Forever, including her on-screen co-star and Creed III actors Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors. After it was announced that Jamie Lee Curtis was the winner of the Best Supporting Actress category, Majors and Jordan took the stage and they were presenters to give the award for Best Cinematography. Once the gentlemen reached the mic, they gave a very special shout out to the legendary actress, with Jordan kicking it off by saying, "Hey, Auntie," referencing his character's iconic line from the first Black Panther movie. Following Michael B. Jordan's lead, Majors then followed up with, "We love you," and they gave her a nod, looking straight at her with so much love, to show love to Angela Bassett from afar. The subtle but heartwarming shout-out was met with cheers and applause from the audience and social media support from those who caught the reference as a way to show support for the actress after the category. That was nice. And Angela Bassett is going to be fine. We just love this dapper duo and love their love for Angela Bassett even more. I think that was dope, though. And again, she will be fine. She understands how Hollywood works, but she has feelings too. And she has hopes that they will be different even after them showing us who they are over and over again. But there are change makers in place. And again, the fact that this movie, these movies, all of the movies that do touch our heart, do slip through the cracks, are out there giving us inspiration, inspiring next generations and next generations and next generations. All of it is a part of who we are. We don't just sit down and take... I'm not going to make this episode about any of that. Congratulations to Angela Bassett for the work you put in, for the work you continue to put in, and even without the Oscar just yet, you're still a star and a winner and the best actress in our eyes. Word.